Good morning. 5:36 a.m. August 8th. 5:36. Yes, you heard that correctly. I'm out about an hour early. After yesterday. Oh, man. I figured the only way this was going to work was if I got out before I had to start waking people up to get going. I don't know whether this is going to be a pattern, whether it's just going to be something I'm going to do today. I don't know. But yesterday was such a mess. I mean, truly a mess. The pickup, drop-off, wait in line, because there are fees that have to be paid. There are parent signatures that have to be done. So as a result, what happens is that I wind up waiting in line with the kid for registration. Now, for younger daughter, we were there in plenty of time, and of course they didn't open the doors until like the crack exactly of 8 o'clock. So even though we were there, we couldn't start until 8 a.m. And we weren't the only ones in line. By the time the doors opened, there was quite a lineup out into the parking lot at the high school. So it took us a while, but we were out of there in about 45 to 50 minutes. But by the time we got home, I got the stairs down, it was an ugly morning. And that was when I realized that between the time I got home from the walk and the time we had to leave to head over there, I didn't have time to do what I needed to do in order to get the podcast out and eat breakfast and get cleaned up and dressed and everything. So the podcast was late yesterday morning. Won't be late today. And the afternoon session with elder daughter was frustrating in its own right, because again, they didn't open the doors until noon, but I was like second one in line, and they did let us come in out of the heat, so we weren't standing out in the broiling sun waiting in line. But what happened there was that because elder daughter was working in the band thing out on the marching band field, I got all the way through her registration without her, up until the point where we had to have the photo taken. And so I waited for, I'm going to say, 25 minutes for her to join me at the photo ID station to get her picture taken for her ID. Now, luckily I had a book and I could read, but it was still tedious. Today's interruption will be the fence guy. I called a fencing company. I'm going to get an estimate on what I want to do about the fences in the backyard. I'm not going to fix them. I will pay someone to fix them. It's probably going to be expensive, but has to be done. So we'll get it taken care of. And let's see what else. Yesterday's progress was like zip. Yesterday was a big red O to go along with Sunday's big red O. I did get some audio work done yesterday, on Monday, so the week hasn't been a total loss yet. Today is going to be my format day, but I'm still getting audio, I'm still getting copy edits. I still haven't divided those last two or three chapters into sections yet, so I've still got some editing work to do there before I can format and get ready for upload. Now today is an audio recording day. It's a quiet day right up until the fence guy comes. So what I might do is record this morning and then see if I can't work in a little extra time today to make up for the 2 days of non-productive work. Two days of non-working production. Anyway. So, yeah. Transitional periods are always fun. I gotta get this book out. I mean, come on. Let's see. It's kind of dark this morning, as you can tell from the photo, shades of things to come. I think as we get closer to the start of actual school, it should be okay if I leave at 6. If I leave right at the stroke of 6, I should be back by 7, by 6:40, which, even if things go bad, I should be able to be back in time to pinch hit for the morning team in terms of doing the ride to school in the morning. Now, I shouldn't be doing the ride to school in the morning. I should only be doing the afternoon. We'll see how this works out. So my lap time for the first mile was 18 minutes and something. I don't know if I'm going to pick up that pace or not. It's a little dark. The thing about the phone is that this bigger screen is really, really bright. So trying to see the sidewalk past the screen when I'm trying to walk and text and everything else all at once is not exactly the right thing to be doing. That probably slowed me down some for the first mile. See if I can get the second mile up to sub 18 minutes. Tomorrow's doctor's appointment day, 9 a.m., so that's going to eat into production time, but it should be a pretty quick appointment. It's just a regular checkup. The big question for tomorrow is the weigh-in, the official weigh-in. If I can get that down. My goal is 190 on their scale. But even if it's like 192, 193, that'll be 5 or 6 pounds since my last weigh-in, I think. I don't know, I don't really remember what it was. The thing is that the weigh-in at the doctor's office is always not the same as soon as I weigh in at home. The difference in scales, the difference in time of day, makes quite a change. I know I'm losing weight. My the jeans gauge. So I have a bunch of jeans that are various widths at the waist, and 36s don't stay up at all. I have to have a belt and then they bind and it's nasty. 34s, the slim fit, husky fit 34s don't stay up. So the regular fit 34s will stay up, but I really do need a belt to keep them in place, because they will slip down into uncomfortable positions over time. Now, at 196, I don't need a belt for the 34s. They stay. Not only do they stay in place, they probably bind a little bit. So jeans become a sort of caliper gauge for my hips, I think. And right now, I should have put on a belt this morning. And that's a good sign. I also have a couple of polo shirts where I can tell what I'm weighing. Based on how well they fit. If there's room for me to move inside the shirt, then I'm down. If I'm snugging the shirt around me, I'm, of course, a little bit not down. So, between the clothes measurements and the scale measurements, I have to remember to weigh myself in the morning, tomorrow. I should be down quite a lot. The clothes are fitting better. The scale has been down. I'm assuming it's going to stay down. I have to stay away from salt today. No tamari sauce on my avocado. I have to be careful with salt for dinner. Let's see if I can't stack those scales in my favor tomorrow. Oh, and I get to meet a new doctor tomorrow. Having a primary care physician leave the practice after over 25 years. I understand why I did it. I'm pretty sure. Of course, I don't know. It's all speculation. But the local physician's owned practice was purchased by one of the health conglomerates. And there was, I'm sure, a lot of back office wrangling over things like access to the hospital, which was right across the street, and the construction of a brand new office facility and diagnostic center 25 miles away, and the insistence that the doctors from this local practice move and begin seeing patients in this other larger, theoretically more central position. And it was more central in terms of equidistant between three significant population centers, 100,000 here in Greeley, probably 150,000-200,000 over in Fort Collins, and another 100,000 or so in Loveland. And it's situated right in the middle of those three. Now, the silly part is that nobody's going to come down from Fort Collins, which is a much larger city and which has its own medical facilities there. Nobody's going to drive the 25 miles down the interstate to go to this office park. So, while being centrally located for some things, like shopping, makes a certain amount of sense, that kind of central location for medical services, where you really don't want to be doing any more than absolutely necessary in order to get medical assistance, the difference between a 35-minute ride and a 5-minute ride is pretty consistently bad. So we'll see. Hawk making its way over this morning. So it's also cooler this morning. It's really quite chilly. I had to button up my shirt, roll down my sleeves. It was quite delicious after weeks of heat. And it'll be hot again. It'll be another hot day today, I'm sure. But we'll see how this works out. So yeah, I haven't been thinking a lot about writing or work or production. I've got all this other crap going on here at the moment. I need to get back into my schedule. I need to get back into the zone here where 9 to noon is inviolate. Of course, it's not going to happen this week because I still have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 9 a.m. I won't make morning doctor's appointments again, except that I have one. I have to go to the dentist at 8 a.m. He does his operating work in the morning, so that's not a choice. I'll have to take the opportunity when it arises and call that so far so good. I suspect that's going to be a non-working day anyway, just because of the nature of my relationship with dentists, which is not good on good days. So, sun's coming up. Still not up yet, so we get this pre-dawn glow in the sky. There's also some sort of haze. And it's all the way around, it's not just one direction. It's low-lying haze. It doesn't look like smog. Typically, there's no smog off to the east. That's out heading, looking towards Kansas. And it's really, it's not a lot between me and Kansas when I look in that direction. Down toward Denver, occasionally you'll see a brownish cloud hanging on the horizon. This just looks more like ground fog. The grass turning brown is very, very apparent now. Even the stalks are turning brown. The only thing that's green is weeds. That's healthy looking grassland. Buffalo grass. I wonder what kind of weed that is. Probably something indigenous. I wonder if I can find out. Oh, yes. So, I'll be back in time to get my coffee, to wake up kid, to have some breakfast, have an hour to get this podcast out before I have to take her to band. And I'll have a couple of hours to work before the fence guy shows up. Milk day too. I have to pick up the milk on the way in. As I cross the street into the backyard, up to the back gate for my traditional closing, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.